Up, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A possible government shutdown is less than a week away. If it happens and President Trump gets his wish, some federal workers will be gone for good.
Agencies usually furlough workers during shutdowns, not lay them off permanently. CBS News has obtained a memo from the White House Budget Office that tells agencies to consider reduction in force notices if no spending bill is passed by Tuesday's deadline. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's clear that Donald Trump and House Republicans and Senate Republicans are running scared.
Democrats are demanding a rollback of Medicaid cuts and an extension of health insurance tax credits. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With the clock ticking, sources tell CBS News the Justice Department is close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against a longtime nemesis of President Trump's. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The person who'll decide whether to recommend charges against former FBI Director James Comey in Virginia is Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney there. Just days ago, she was a White House aide and Trump confidant and replaces a U.S. attorney who allegedly declined to move forward with the case against Comey.
The statute of limitations on his 2016 congressional testimony claiming Mr. Trump's campaign had ties to Russia expires next Tuesday. The FBI says yesterday's shooting outside an ICE office in Dallas that killed a detainee and left two others in critical condition was an act of targeted violence. Special Agent in Charge Joe Rothrock.
Rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
Officials say the gunman opened fire from a nearby rooftop before he killed himself. Sean Combs is scheduled to appear at a court hearing in New York today that could determine how much time he'll spend behind bars on his prostitution conviction. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The prosecution has said there's plenty here. There's plenty to show that not only were these encounters not consensual, but that there was enough to show that Sean Combs did form the intent necessary for these prostitution charges.
Sentencing is scheduled for a week from tomorrow. Meantime, the rap mogul's facing new allegations of sexual assault from his former stylist. What could be one of the world's most valuable coins is hitting the auction block in London today. Aaron Carter at Stanley Gibbon Baldwin.
It's roughly the size of a basketball. 3.6 kilograms of gold. It's 6,500 diamonds. They've been created in tribute to the celebration of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Bidding starts at around $4 million. Dow futures are up 4. S&P futures down 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A battery blaze nearly became a big disaster for a Racine waste crew. A driver this week spotted smoke coming from the back of his garbage truck, and he had to dump his load before the flames could flare up. The fire department confirmed that a lithium-ion battery tossed in the trash sparked the scare. The city is reminding everyone that batteries belong in special disposal sites, not garbage carts. More spending is what we need. That's the pitch from Racine's Trevor Young, who's running for the newly redrawn 21st State Senate District seat. Current State Senator Van Wongard hasn't said if he plans on running again. In an interview on the Don Rosen Show, Young says he's tired of the old cut, cut, cut approach to budgets.
You know, you've got for almost, you know, over a decade now, this philosophy that says if we, you know, engage in austerity and we cut, 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 that, you know, we'll rise to the top. And that lab test has shown to not work.
The current Racine Transit director points to shrinking support for local communities and schools and says Wisconsin has dropped to 27th nationally for education spending. Young says he wants to put more resources into neighborhoods, working families, and public services. When Young announced, State Senator Wongard said that Young would vote in lockstep with everything the Democrats stand for, from raising taxes to allowing boys and girls locker rooms. You can hear that full interview with Young at WRJN.com. Cell phones may become a bigger issue in Racine schools as a board member pushes for a ban during school hours. Go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. They did a community poll that showed strong support for phone-free school zones. Racine Unified currently restricts phone use during class but does allow approved exceptions. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halver.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns it.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Dad, there's this place right here in New Jersey. It's called Great Adventure Safari Park. It's a safari, but you take your car and you drive through the zoo, and the animals are wild. It's like being on a real safari, but with your car. And it's free with a can of Pepsi. You bring a can of Pepsi, it's totally free.
You heard that wrong.
Can we go? Can we go? We're going in the car. We got a case of Pepsi. They had a case of Pepsi. If it's free with a can of Pepsi, right? Since we got a case, shouldn't we be able to just drive round and round?
No, that's not how it works.
Well, I'm going to ask them.
All right, well, you do that. Pull up. She's at the ticket booth. She's like, welcome to Great Adventure Safari Park. It is $89.99 per person. Look at the kids. Are you kidding me? Unless you got a can of Pepsi, then it's free. Which now all three kids look at me and go, Hold on a second. It's free with a can of Pepsi. Yep, it's a radio promotion. Are the animals alive? My daughter goes, ask them about the case of Pepsi. I'm like, oh, you got a case of Pepsi, then you can drive around and around.
And it is time for a multi-state text-to-win contest from Civic Media. Are you ready? Okay. Now, I assume already you downloaded the Civic Media app. If you didn't, download the Civic Media app. You get it at the App Store, WRJN.com. Takes a second. It's a free app. Just download it. You'll see all the radio stations owned by Civic Media. I think there are like 31 of them in there or something. Go to WRJN. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a text thing at the bottom there. I want you to type in this word, fall, F-A-L-L, fall, like the season, fall, F-A-L-L. type that in, send it to us right now, and you'll be in the running for today's daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Also, win or lose, you're in the running for the green and gold. Yes, we've got tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota around November at in Green Bay. And in addition to that, we're going to give you a gas card. We're going to load it up with money so you can have enough gas to get to and fro Green Bay to see Green Bay take on Minnesota. That's the grand prize. So text us that keyword right now. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and text the keyword fall, F-A-L-L. And you only have to 8 o'clock to do it. After that, we're done with this contest. You have to wait for Dan Marcus for our next contest. So F-A-L-L, download that keyword there and send it to us, and you're in the running. And you'll get a message after you do it. And it will ask you about newsletters and different things we have. If you click on that, you get a bonus entry. How do you like that? All right. Have fun with that. The Multi-State Text to Win contest from WRJN. Hey, say good morning to Denise Lockwood. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. Denise Lockwood, founder and owner, and she also sweeps out the place at night, I guess. Racine County I. It always happens. The owner of this radio station, once we were moving our transmitter, I have a video of him sweeping out the transmitters. I said, you own the place. He said, well, somebody has to sweep it out. So
somebody does have to sweep it out.
Yeah.
He's cooking bottle washer.
So you've got some big news, first of all, about the physical place of Racine County. You just moved into new digs. Let's talk about those first.
Well, we're actually moving in. I've got the keys now, and we're moving in. We'll be formally all in on October 1st. So we're moving into the Bell City Square complex, which is the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. My building is 1926 Albert Street, it's the building right next to the Inclusive Bean, just to the right of it, as you're looking at the front of the building. And it's about 1,900 square feet, and what we're doing is we've got two spaces. One is going to be our newsroom. The other is going to be called the Thought Collective, and we're going to start hosting a lot of events around thought leadership.
Uh-oh, thoughts.
Thoughts. Uh-oh. Scary, right?
Well, it's not scary.
Well,
I was about to say, I think they're in short supply.
I think so, too. So one of the things that I was really thinking a lot about how to help the community, and it was really about connection, not only to the highest and best thinking, but around specific topics that affect us every single day, but also getting people in the room together that may not always get along. So we'll see if Ma and Pa can get along. We'll see. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Before we forget, I want to make sure. Talk about your family farm now. It's out. You're done. You're not in the farm business anymore, right?
No. Mom and Dad sold the farm a year ago, actually, just this past week. But, yeah, they've both been in the hospital. They moved to Florida, and I was there last week. Thought I'd have a really great week of peace and calm before the storm of moving all my stuff. And I ended up getting COVID, so there is that. But both my mom and dad, I told them before I left, I said, go get tested. And they ended up testing negative, but they were both in the hospital. My dad's still in the hospital.
You know, and prayers for your dad. But, you know, I found out when the big COVID thing happened 5 years ago. You were afraid to get COVID because you said, oh, COVID, I'm going to die if I get COVID. Now you get COVID, it's like getting a bad cold for a couple of days, and that's about it. But it used to be you were frightened to death of getting COVID. Then you get these tests, and when I had my test done at Walgreens, they said, well, it's like a 40% chance that it's wrong. Well, then what good is it? I want 100% chance that it's right or wrong, and they won't give you that because there's no guarantees on anything. Talking about COVID and being well, you are sponsoring the Wellness Expo coming up on September 30th at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall. It's called Aging Well, the Aging Well Expo. And I'm in that age group now, believe it or not.
Me too, actually. I'm 55, so I'm getting to that point where I need to pay a lot more attention to how I'm aging so that I can make sure that I'm a consistent thorn in my parents' side.
You know, you know you're getting old when you sneeze and your back goes out.
Yes, right.
Or you sneeze and go, ow!
Yeah, so Aging Well is an expo for people, and it's free, by the way. And really, it's meant to help people, you know, meet themselves where they are and also improve, you know, what other things that they may have going on in their life, from making sure that you get your hearing tested so we can hear each other very well, to like ADARC, the Aging Disability and Resource Center is going to be there. They have some fabulous support services and also just, you know, making sure that our aging does go well, right? We also are going to have everything from like window companies to leaf guard and things along that line. So we want to make sure that we're aging not only well, but in the place that we want to be, right? So we want to make sure our homes are free from hazards that cause us any problems like falling and things along that line, because it's super important. Super important.
When I was a senior, I knew the first thing that came to my head is when I was going to the movies and there was a parking spot, senior parking. And I said, well, I can't park there. I said, wait a second. I can park there. And I pulled in and I'm because I don't have any gray hair. So I'm waiting for the person to give me a dirty look for parking there. I was going to say $20 says I can park here. And nobody took me up on it. But I was hoping to make some quick money on that one. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Denise Lockwood. She is the founder, owner of Racine County Eye, Racine's premier news source. And we've got some news stories we're going to talk about in just a moment here. So we're talking to Denise Lockwood. More coming up in a moment. Just a quick reminder, we are in the midst of our multi-state text to win contest here at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already and click on WRJN. At the bottom, you'll see a little space for texting. Text the keyword fall, F-A-L-L, like the season, fall. Text, or when you, like Denise said, you're in your house and you fall. F-A-L-L, that's the keyword this hour. And today we're going to give away $200 and a gold and some gold jewelry. And you win or lose, you're in the running for the grand prize to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay around, I think it's around Thanksgiving, plus a gas card. So we'll pay for the gas coming and going. How's that sound? But first, download that keyword fall with the Civic Media app. Get it to us and you're in the running, okay? And just a quick reminder, the morning show on WRJN is brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy.
the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
And here's one of our news partners, Racine County Eye, Denise Lockwood, owner-founder of Racine County Eye. And what are some of the stories we're keeping an eye on? Because there's always something changing around here. And you said Microsoft is one of the top stories now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Microsoft, you know how they have the property out in Mount Pleasant, and they're actually they're shifting the expansion of that property. Now they're looking at a second data center in Caledonia. It's a property that is right across the street from the We Energy plant on Highway 32. And what's really interesting about this particular property is We Energy owns the property. And the reason why they own that property is primarily because a lot of the people that used to live around We Energy, their land was contaminated. They had molybdenum in their water. There was a lot of issues. And I covered that for quite some time. And now there's about 250 acres of property that used to be owned by residents of Caledonia, now owned by We Energies. Now they are looking to sell that property on contingency of approvals for the data center. And the timeline is very preliminary at this point, and I want to make that very clear. There was an open house last night. There was also a public hearing on Tuesday night, and there's a lot of pushback around this.
So now, it sounds like Aaron Brockovich, the way you described the land. It's just like that movie. So yeah. What is Microsoft? By the way, the Mount Pleasant land was owned by the Chinese company. What was the name of that again?
Foxconn.
And that was a big bust because what happened? I mean, the president was out there with Governor Scott Walker. They were talking about the eighth wonder of the world, and nothing happened.
Well, okay, so there's a qualifying statement, and one of the things that in journalism we're very precise with our words. So I wouldn't say nothing happened because something did happen. It just was definitely not the footprint that was as presented. So there were three phases for the Foxconn property, and they did phase one, which is where the globe was, and then they also had several contracts. They're a contract manufacturer, so they do contract manufacturing for, like, Apple and a lot of companies that are – GE is another one that they do a lot of work with. And they didn't build out to what they had initially planned, primarily because they weren't able to get suppliers in their supply chain to come to the area. They also had issues with the market really tanked right as 2020 kind of, you know, did what it did with COVID. And the market fell out, and so they had to really adjust. But there had been problems even prior to that with Foxconn, so it's been an interesting ride on that.
So
story.
What is Microsoft going to do? I mean, Microsoft is already in wherever they are, and they're doing a great job. What are they going to do in our area?
So these are data centers. So anytime you search the internet, or, you know, you're doing things like with AI, and a lot of this is being fueled by the expansion of what's happened with AI. And AI is artificial intelligence, and we're using it a lot more than I think we are aware of. and so that's what's fueling this demand for having these data centers to handle that data load, right? And so it's very much the same type of, actually, I wouldn't say it's the same type of, but it's very much the same concept of like when we had telephones and you needed telephone lines. And so you had to make sure you had that infrastructure. This is the same type of infrastructure that's needed to handle the load that's happening.
You know, where I bank at State in Maine, my bank is there, and it was owned by Foxconn. They bought the building. And this whole first floor, the bank is on the first floor, but the rest of it was going to be a special Foxconn demonstration center. And they cleaned out everything. They got the tenant out. They got everything. And it's just lays in rubble. Nothing was done with it after all these years. It just lays there looking ugly.
That is something that I've heard quite a bit. That's actually another storyline that I'm going to be focused on. Over the next few months, there's a lot of development story that's going to happen. Now, I think the thing that you need to really pay attention to, especially if you're living in that Caledonia area, there's a couple of different pieces to this puzzle story-wise. One is, how are they going to use that property? What kind of environmental impact is it going to have? You also have the impact on taxes. So one of the main issues we often hear about is our property taxes are too high, right? This, if it is approved and goes through, and it's very preliminary right now, it will shift that tax burden onto more industrial type of tax base. From right now in Caledonia, about 2% of the taxes are paid for by industrial properties. Now, with this, if it would shift to 10%, now, there's a lot of yin and yang to this project. This is also a very big disruption of that use of that land, because there's literally farm fields and wetlands in that area.
So is Foxconn involved in anything, or are they completely done now in Wisconsin?
No, they still have the globe. They still have operations that are literally on the property in Mount Pleasant. So it's not like they have completely abandoned ship, but they're a very small, much smaller footprint than what this was supposed to be. Actually, that campus fully built out as proposed, if it would have gone through, would have been the largest manufacturing campus in the United States, and that did not happen.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. What's in that globe?
So I don't remember what's in that globe. I think it's engineering is in that globe, if I'm remembering correctly, but don't quote me on that because I'm still got COVID brain kind of happening.
I heard it was filled with M&Ms. That's what I heard.
Maybe not.
So they promised all these jobs, Foxconn, never came around. How many jobs do you know of Microsoft is promising jobs?
So here's what you need to know about data centers, and you bring up a really interesting point. And this is one of the biggest complaints is that these are massive buildings, but they're really housing technology. They're housing the servers, and they don't require a lot of human beings to run. So the proposal for this third data center is anywhere from 50 to 200 people to be employed by the property. But there's also a lot more construction that you're going to have, and that will have a ripple effect as well. But it's definitely, I mean, they're also very large water users. And I know that one of the storylines that we're going to be focused on is how much water do they use? And I know that they're also working on water reclamation. And that's going to be a really big deal because you have one of the largest freshwater bodies in, I think it's the world, just with Lake Michigan. So that's a very much protected resource that we need to be mindful of. But it's something that also Microsoft is very much focused on working through as well, it seems.
You know, I find myself going to your website more and more now. Whenever I hear sirens or something, check it out. RacineCountyEye.com. That's Racine, spell out the word county, right? C-O-U-N-T-Y-E-Y-E. RacineCountyEye.com. We're talking to the person who put it all together. You got to really feel good about this. I mean, you put together a news service that people use. That's tough to do.
And it is tough to do, especially in this current climate. Yeah. But, you know, we've been around for 12 years. We have 186,000 human beings that come to the website every month, which ends up totaling. Last year, we had 1.3 million human beings on Racine County Eye last year.
I like the way you qualify that, human beings.
Human beings, yes.
That we're,
yes,
not, we're not, yes, counting the dogs and the cows that go on watching.
We're not counting the dogs or the cows, right?
Because you're from a farm, so we got to discount all those animals. It's just human beings. RacineCountyEye.com, RacineCountyEye.com. Don't forget the Aging Well Expo. It's coming up, and I've got all the information right here in front of me. That's at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue.
No. Fountain Hall.
Fountain Hills.
Fountain Hills, yeah. It's Fountain Hall. And so Fountain Hills is an apartment complex, so I just don't want to make sure I get this first.
They typed it wrong.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's
no,
all right.
No.
Grace, friend.
Heads will roll.
Heads will, faith and grace.
Unfortunately, it's our president of our company, so I can't. Heads aren't going to roll, I guess. Okay, it's the Aging Well Expo, Tuesday, September 30th, at the Fountain Hall Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue from 2 to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Vendors are going to help you stay active if you're a senior. Even if you're not a senior, stop by because we all have parents that are aging, and someone's got to, you know, watch out for them. And it's so good to have you. Next time you're in person here, when we make sure you feel better.
I would love that.
Yeah, you're in person here. We'll save you a parking space outside.
All right. Sounds good.
Keep well. Prayers for your dad. Good luck for your parents. And everybody should feel well in your family, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Denise Lockwood, Racine County. I love it. Okay, don't forget, we're still in the middle of our statewide multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. And what we want you to do is download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, click on it when you see it, and you'll put the word F-A-L-L, fall. You'll put that word in there, fall, and you'll be registered to win gold jewelry and $200 today. We're giving it away today. And also, you'll be in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets to see football in Green Bay. And we're also going to give you a gas card to get you back and forth. We assume you're not coming from, like, Wyoming or anything. So you got the gas card, too, okay? It's 7:32, a little late. Let's get to the news right now. It's Stuart J. Waddles is here watching the news for us. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big state Senate race is shaping up in southeastern Wisconsin, where Racine's transit director is jumping in for the 21st district. Trevor Young says he wants to move past the personal insults that have taken over politics and get back to what really matters for families.
I think it's, getting there. And we just have to make a choice in this election to stop the nastiness. I think people are sick of the anger and divisiveness and the name calling. And instead of doing that, we should be spending our time talking to people about what's really important.
Young appeared on the Don Rosen Show and pledged to focus on jobs, education, and making life more affordable for everyone if elected. The district is more competitive after redistricting. Longtime Republican State Senator Van Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again for the seat. Wongard claims Young will back, quote, crazy liberal ideas and is more in line with voters in San Francisco, not Wisconsin. The 21st district now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. With one looming, our congressman says he wants to end them for good. First District Congressman Brian Stile is backing a bill that he says would keep federal agencies funded automatically until Congress passes a budget. The idea is to stop the cycle of back and forth and keep government services running without disruption. Stiles says shutdowns erode public trust and distract from real work. Lawmakers face a federal funding deadline Tuesday. And a church on Ohio Street is where those in Racine's 9th District can get together and chat tonight. The alder for the area, Grace Allen, and the Racine Neighborhood Watch are hosting a community meeting at 6 at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection on Ohio. Topics include parking, speeding, and safety at Lockwood Park, or whatever the community wants to talk about. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A lot of Wisconsin farmers frustrated that China still is not engaging in our markets. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's influencing agribusiness trade today. Well, some Midwest lawmakers don't want to wait for negotiations. They want to try to take matters into their own hands. So a group of lawmakers met with a senior trade negotiator from China. Arlen Suderman, chief economist of commodities for StoneX, talks about the potential ramifications of that meeting that took place on Monday.
Yeah, it's unclear who initiated the conversation, whether it was Midwest politicians and industry representatives or whether it was China's lead negotiator who did so. But nonetheless, there are reports that they did have a meeting. I'm assuming a virtual meeting, because I think any physical meeting would have had more reports around it. Whether there was progress made in that or not is unclear. There certainly are some indications that perhaps China would like to see some type of an agreement.
Arlen Suderman, he's a chief commodities analyst with StoneX. He says right now it appears China's economy needs a boost. That's part of the reason why these conversations were initiated. Did the conversations help? We'll take a look at where numbers stand going into a Thursday trade session. That's next.
Next on our Corn Hall of Fame tour, Pioneer brand Power Core and List Corn.
Ooh, look at all the trophies.
Yes, Power Core and List beats competitors with a 7.7 bushel per acre yield advantage. Three distinct modes of pest control action and unsurpassed herbicide flexibility mean above ground pests and weeds can't win.
But what if they try?
They wouldn't dare. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/powerup.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and 2nd at 1 p.m. at booths 3403 and 3404 in the exhibition hall.
Axiota Animal Health is focused on science-based solutions for dairy animal health. Multimin 90 provides a blend of injectable vitamins. Lactopro helps support high-energy diets. Learn more about Axiota on Thursday, October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. or visit axiota.com.
Barrel cheese on Wednesday went up 3.5 cents to 164.5. 40-pound block cheese was a penny stronger at 164, but the AA butter dropped 6 cents to 162 a pound. Now, early this morning, our October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 11 right now, 16.93 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn is up a penny and a half at 426. November new crop soybeans are up 5.5 cents at 1015. Currently, July new crop wheat up 2.5 at 563 a bushel, maybe inspired in part by that conversation with China. That's a quick update on where the markets stand on a Thursday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Yes, it is hard to be married to a comedian. But guys, it's also very hard to be a comedian who is married. And what I mean by that is when you're married, the right thing to do when you're having an argument is always say the thing that will most quickly de-escalate the situation. But when you're a comedian, those aren't the things that pop into your head. When you're a comedian in the middle of an argument, all you ever think is, this is a funny thing I could say that will make it worse. Here's an example. My boys love superheroes, and the other day they said, who's faster, Superman or The Flash? And that's an age-old comic book question. And I said, you know what, let me check on YouTube. And sure enough, there was a three-minute clip, Superman racing The Flash. And my wife walks in, and she says, what are you doing? And I say, we're watching Superman race The Flash. And she says, a cartoon? And I couldn't help myself. And I said, no, the real guys. Isn't that crazy? They got the real guys. And they weren't even trying to get the real. It was like a nature crew documentary in the desert. And then they saw this like blue and red, boom, boom. And they were like, did we just, I mean, she'd left the room.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Frank and Nancy, the Sinatras, something stupid, local news, timeless, it's WRJN. It's 7:42, we're looking for sunshine right through the weekend, as a matter of fact. It's going to be beautiful weather today, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the 70s right now, we're like 60 degrees, partly cloudy, and a beautiful morning at Radio Park. Don't forget, we're in the middle of our multi-state text to win contest at WRJN. Quickly, I'll give it out to you one more time. Download this. It won't be one more time. At least two more times. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. It's free. Then click on WRJN from the list of radio stations Civic Media has. Click on WRJN. And in that little text area there, text the word fall. F-A-L-L. Fall. Text that keyword to us, and you'll be in the running for cash and jewelry today, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And you'll also be in the running for the grand prize, which is tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay around Thanksgiving time. And we'll also give you a gas card to get back and forth, okay? We don't want you stranded on the freeway. So do that right now. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, and text the keyword FALL, F-A-L-L, to us, all right? All right. This is one of those right place, right time stories. A 27-year-old man in Tennessee named Zach Porter went into cardiac arrest at a TJ Maxx. Now, he's alive today thanks to the quick thinking of a CPR instructor named Mike Brown. How did Mike Brown wind up at TJ Maxx? Well, Mike didn't want to go. But his wife insisted he go on the shopping trip. And he said, all right, I'll go. It was a good thing he went because he performed CPR. Zach is now alive thanks to Mike. Paramedics arrived and he's doing well now. Isn't that something? Right place, right time. And funny how those things work out, huh? Sweet talking guy, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. It's 7:44 right now. We got the Chiffons. Here's Sweet Talking Guy.
Sweet Talking Guy.
Chiffon, Sweet Talking Guy. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 7:46. Get this, a sushi chef in Canada is going viral for his steadfast refusal to provide extra soy sauce. There's even a very direct disclaimer on the front door. We never serve the following: extra soy sauce, rude people or intoxicated people. Sign even says, the line about extra soy sauce, highlighted in red. He said he would never give his patrons extra soy sauce, even if they paid him $1,000. Boy, this guy's committed to that no extra soy sauce, isn't he? Don't forget, text the keyword this hour in our multi-state text to win contest here at WRJN and Civic Media is fall. Download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN in the keyword area, text fall, and you're in the running for some great prizes today. At 7:47, time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, the circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your cold, lonely summer.
show. Brian Hyland sealed with a kiss. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, someone put up a poll online asking if it is rude to say yeah instead of yes. 5% of people said yeah. They do think it's rude to say yeah. Okay. That explains it all. Here's Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Go, that's Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. People online are talking about the jobs they have that are pretty cushy, and some of them get paid for doing nothing. For example, someone has a part-time job at a university where they just sit around and wait to see if anyone needs help conducting a Zoom call. For 18 months, nobody asked for help. They sat around and still got paid. You want that kind of job? Here are the Supremes.
Well, we
the roof, the Supremes, local news, Tablas hits WRJ, and it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Federal prosecutors have a big decision to make within the next week, whether to bring criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey.
Sources tell CBS.